We'll be talking with our Nimeo High School Athletes of the Month, Colin Schley of Oakdale and Sailor Poffenbarger of Middletown on the next Frederick County Sports Weekend. That's Sunday at noon on 930 WFMD and WFMD.com.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome into the best day of your life. It's a fantastic, fabulous Friday. On the line with us from our Annapolis delegation, that is Delegate Bill Folden. Good afternoon, Delegate. What say you?
How are you doing, fellas?
We're missing you, but I trust you're taking care of things in downtown Annapolis. That's good to hear.
Delegate Folden, before you get started, I want to tie into the conversation we just had. And
holy moly, Frank. Jeez, you Pete. Did you let me get a breath in here?
Well, Delegate Afzali called in yesterday and said that people are calling her and freaking out because they feel that President Trump is punishing them living in a blue state.
Well, I don't know that you can say that President Trump, by our federal income tax, 71% of Marylanders finding that benefit directly, 16 being unchanged, and 13 seeing a slight increase, I guess. What you're going to see the difference in is you've done a very good job, Frank, of pointing out is that Maryland's taxes are going to be hit a little bit harder, and that's because we still have probably a large structural deficit that we're trying to pay our way out of that a certain body that you believe in implicitly in doing the right thing loves to tax and spend. So just like you and I manage our household, you can't keep spending money and not have to be accountable for
Correct.
Every payment at some point.
Correct.
So that might be why you're seeing that Maryland, from the federal side, I don't know why anybody in Maryland would say from the federal side that they're being penalized
Right.
because they're actually seeing a benefit. Over 80% of Marylanders are going to see a benefit federally. Where you're going to see the problem is maybe these people that are saying that the federal government's upset with them for being a blue state, maybe they should call their blue representatives and
now
say,
you're talking.
Why are my taxes going to go up?
Now you're talking.
Why are you all spending all my money on these programs and restrooms and everything else for all these different people when we don't have the money or really a need for these?
Amen. And so, Frank, what do you think about that? If you think
Frank,
your taxes too,
I did all that one breath for you, buddy.
Well, Delegate, this is your time. I don't want to argue.
Oh, yeah. Go. Yeah.
Because you did call in. I mean, is that why you called in? Did you have other news from Annapolis you wanted to tell us about?
I was calling to let y'all know I was still letting my toes fall out because the governor duped me today.
No way. What happened, buddy?
He was supposed to do the polar bear plunge with me for Special Olympics, myself and another delegate from Charles County. And I was one of them simple suckers that went out there and a t-shirt and shorts. And the governor showed up in blue jeans, had his troopers all around him. I said, uh-huh. Troopers all around him or not, he's going in. He told me he was going to go with me.
Yeah.
He's going in.
Well, Delegate Folden, you used to be
used
to be a cop, and the governor's had his health issues. I mean, how can
Who
you
used
compare?
To be a cop? Bill still is a cop.
Delegate Folden.
He still is a police officer.
The nice thing is the troopers, like, they kind of joked with me, and they just reminded me that the governor wanted them to let me know that their pistols are waterproof.
Yeah.
If I decide to grab him and bring him in with me.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Smart move on your part. Delegate, a couple of things going on. Is there, I'd asked Delegate Afzali earlier in the week, she was going up to Rocky Ridge. Is there for a banquet or something, is there any movement underway to recreationalize marijuana? This is bothering me, and I keep asking this silly question, but Frank, let him answer. Delegate?
Well, I would tell you that the decriminalization of marijuana has many Marylanders believing that it is now legal.
I believe that.
I don't think a lot of people that we, I heard y'all talking about the school and everything else.
Yes, sir.
That we have there where we're teaching certain mindsets. I don't think we've really done a good job of teaching the difference between decriminalizing something and then making something legal.
Exactly.
I can tell you I've driven down the road several times and been behind vehicles more recently, and people are shocked to learn when I'm like, it's a terrible thing that people think that it's okay to just go out there and drive and have marijuana
exactly.
about their person.
I've been telling Frank that. He doesn't listen.
I think that what you'll see is, for the medicinal purposes, I'll be honest with you, I've been against all that. You know, I'm a long-time, lifelong law enforcement official,
yes,
military
sir.
Police, in the military. You know, I have a hard time wrapping my brain around some of these things. But you know what? If they want to sit there and make a movement that they think that there are medicinal benefits from the ingredients, if you will, of what comprise marijuana, you know, there's a safe way to go about that. And it's actually one that would be more scientific, and that is to do a processing and powderize it and put it in the form of a pill.
Exactly.
But what they choose to do is to give this benefit, if you will, of issuing these cards that people can smoke it. We all know that there is no health gain benefit
right.
from smoking anything into your body.
Correct, 100%.
So, if you want to talk about the scientifics of it, the scientific specifics of it, I would tell you that while I see your point and what you're saying, I would not be surprised to see a push trying to legalize it, because they would see that there's a tax benefit in all the blue people trying to still pay their way out of the debt that they've created. I'm more of a scientific specific type structure and discipline. You can legitimately verify the dosage per pill.
Yes.
You process and powder form a marijuana, you know, the actual stem itself. When you start allowing it to be grown and now you're smoking it and dosaging it that way by self dosing, no, I don't agree with that. I think that that's a little bit of a farce myself.
Well, Delegate, I would be surprised if the issue came for recreational marijuana came up. I don't think it would pass. But
don't be surprised, because I argued that on the chamber floor two sessions ago, because they were doing their best to prove that there was no factors that were negative, had no negative
unbelievable
effect on the human body other than like a beer.
Unbelievable.
But let me go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead, Tim, but just one last thing on this, because this is definitely something you might be voting on, because the Senate's got a committee going considering extending business expense tax deductions to the medical marijuana industry.
Yeah, I see Ron Young has something to do with that.
Yeah, he's involved in that, yeah.
Well, sure he is. He's trying to save himself. It's election year. Everybody wants to do that. He's got to do all those things. So, there, you know, Frederick County's got two growers.
Right.
And I've been to the one, and I will tell you, in speaking with them, you know, they needed, there was some help, I guess, that was needed in setting this up. But, you know, I don't understand how the president of the Senate, and who is a good buddy with Ron Young, and Ron Young has gone and done his best to show his loyalty blindly to the Senate president, regardless of the issue.
Yep.
When we have these issues like this, and there's a lot of concerns I have with how this, you know, when we're supposed to have an unlimited number of processors, but we're only supposed to have whatever it is, 12 or 15 growers. Well, we have met the growers, but it didn't meet the president of the Senate's liking. So it was adjusted a little bit, and then that got held up in at sine die and died last year. But we have this unlimited number of processors, which is supposed to happen. But we have the one I know of in Frederick County. I'm not positive about the other one. But I know that they're not allowed to be a processor. And the processing part of it is where we allow it to be put into powder form for medicinal purposes.
Mm. Holden, I think you got a new term here that's going to be used a lot now. The blue people.
The blue people.
The blue man crew.
That's
yes.
it.
Yes, exactly.
So, I apologize, Frank. I'm sorry, buddy.
That's all right.
You never have to apologize to him.
Just so you know, Frank, I'm not sure I like the tone that you referenced for assuming that he was an Eagles fan, because while he may have not been, I am a diehard Eagles fan.
Yeah, but you're left.
Does that mean you're going to deck me if I say something about the Eagles?
No, but hey, a delegate, you're also left lane. We know you left lane, Bill. We know
left lane, that's right. That's why I call them my Eagles, because for my entire life they've laid an egg for me every season. Killing me, boys.
Delegate, it's not the team, it's the fans. That's who I have an issue with. But anyway, no offense.
You throw snowballs at Santa one time.
One time.
And all of a sudden, you're bad people.
It's true.
Build a bridge, but never mind.
They had to grease the light pole so they wouldn't climb up on them. But anyway.
They were insulating it so that it wouldn't get shocked.
That's very good, very good. Yeah. So I asked a question. What was let's go with Richard's question.
Sick days. Are they going to try to postpone the day legislation?
Richard had a question for him first.
Oh, that's right, yes.
The $1 billion we spend on illegals, that money could use to manage the deficit, couldn't it, Delegate?
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest here, fellas. We've got a supermajority in the House in Annapolis right now, and My understanding is that with the health care reform that's coming out, it's going to be open, obviously, left up to the states to handle some of that burden. And it's going to come to Marylanders at the cost of about $2 billion. Wow. So let's think about that, where that money could be used to offset that just for health care. Because Maryland's going to keep it, fellas. Make no mistake. They're going to find a way. They're going to rob Peter to pay Paul. All these highway initiatives that we've been getting money finally back into Frederick County to get worked on, they're going to find a way to finagle those monies right back out of our hands, right back out of our communities to benefit our people here in Frederick County or in these poor suburban areas. And that's just not fair. So we've got to do a better job of aligning those monies. And you know, that's why this whole, you know, this redistricting that's coming up, this is very important stuff, because it's been gerrymandered to the degree that, you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. This is a prime example of that.
Well, one thing I want to say, here's an email for you. Tell Bill Brian says he's an ill eagle. Okay. You know who that Brian is anyhow.
So you wanted to ask him about sick days.
Yes, I do. I did, because it affects my business. What about this nonsense now that the government's telling me how to run my business even more? How come the government doesn't send me any money? Could you get Ron Young to put a bill in to send Tim money for his business?
Well, I'm sure. I'm surprised he don't.
So, again,
when I was talking about absolute power, let's think about this. So this bill was ramrodded down through the session last year. It was vetoed by the governor. It had flaws in it. They knew it had flaws in it. They didn't care. You know what they wanted? They wanted a win.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't matter that they knew that there was issues. They were like, no, it doesn't matter. We're not going to bring it and vote on it again to where it's got to go through the whole process so that Marylanders might pay attention and then might not vote for us, because this is an election year. We're going to show Marylanders that we're going to override this governor's veto because he's wrong, and we've got the numbers to do it. Well, guess what, fellas? On Tuesday, Senator Mac Middleton, a Democrat from Charles County, has put in an emergency legislation to delay the implementation of it. And why did he delay it, Frank? Why did he delay it? Why does he want to delay it? In an emergency legislation, Frank.
To give businesses a break in order to be able to have time to implement this.
Because it's flawed.
Exactly right. Unbelievable. And once again, they're caught with doing the what they feel is the right thing to do for the worker. But the taxpayer and the businesses who are getting screwed, sacrificed along the way, they don't bother about those individuals. But
the number of small business owners that reached out to me, and I'm, you know, Joe Parsley's a good guy. I spoke with him several times. I mean, just the small number of employees he's got, he's referencing like $60,000.
Exactly. Oh, exactly.
I mean, these are numbers that are not sustainable for small business owners in our community.
Exactly.
When we start legislating private enterprise, there's a problem, Frank. There's a problem when we feel that legislators have to legislate small business and their priorities and how they employ their employees. And here's another cute little thing that was done by the blue people, Frank. They carved out a part of this. You know how they were saying, oh, there's 700,000 Marylanders not covered. Well, they carved out over 1 million Marylanders out of this bill, out of this legislation. And you know who they were?
I'm ready.
Those were the members of unions.
Unbelievable.
They didn't want to force that across the unions because those are big supporters. And I understand that, quite honestly, I don't care who you work for. I don't care if you got a collective bargaining contract. I think that's great if you do. However, if you're going to do something uniformly, then do it uniformly. Don't have a carve-out because these are your biggest contributors.
How did they carve up?
You don't want to upset them. You want to go ahead and just give it to everybody else at the expense of small businessmen and women in this state, which is not fair at all.
How did they carve out the unions? How was that carved out?
It's a part of the language in the legislation that if they already had a I forget how the specifics were, but basically if they had a body that was representing them, that they were carved out.
Wow. Well, that's very precious. That's, once again, the blue people.
Tell me lobbyists aren't working their butts off on behalf of that.
I guarantee it. Well, sure, certainly, because we know how much it's going to bring. And why this will help the bigger companies is because it'll run the smaller companies out of business.
It's definitely hurtful to what is the backbone and the very fiber of our communities with small business owners across our state. It's very hurtful to them for sure. And it, you know, and quite honestly, it's not a fair tactic that was used.
Now, just a question here as we get up to the break time here. A question. Have you filed for re-election?
I have, sir. Yes, sir. I had Governor Hogan out. He headlined my re-election kickoff fundraiser event there a couple months ago.
Well, congratulations. I've been reading locally or hearing locally that you were going to have a challenger, but I wanted to make sure you were on board to get back down there.
Yes, sir. I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to go out, and I'm going to work very hard, and my kids are very invigorated by the process, and they'll be out with me going door to door, and we'll make sure we put our best foot forward to try to get back down there to represent our constituents and our concerns in Frederick County in Annapolis, not just the majority party, because as I remind my friends across the aisle quite regularly, y'all know that red button works, right?
Exactly.
So you don't have to vote green for everything.
And you will be running as the chairman of the Frederick County delegation to Annapolis.
Yep.
I'll be running as a state delegate. I'm not married up to the titles. Y'all know I'm still a statesman. I still have a regular job. I still go and work the roads of Frederick City as a police officer, and I enjoy that aspect very much, because that's where I have a really direct impact with kids and a lot of the citizens that we deal with, and that's very meaningful to me still. I still believe in it.
Plus, you don't have to deal with as many blue people.
Well, I got to take advantage, Delegate Folden being on before you go, to ask this one question you might not know anything about, but I know you have feelings about speed limits and roads around here. And a senator is bringing up a bill that would increase the speed limit on Interstate 270, parts of it, and the Beltway, from 55 miles per hour to 70. Have you heard about this, Senator Benson's bill?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Well, that's something you might look into, because I know that interests you, but I'm a little worried about making the speed limit 70 on the 270.
I mean, it could definitely go be raised to 65. I mean, let's be honest. Everybody's riding up down that road at 65, and if my left lane bill passes...
Hey!
Is that coming up again?
And we follow the normal and prudent flow of traffic, we might actually get a really fluid traffic pattern too, Frank. People might actually be able to get home from Montgomery County or D.C. to have dinner with their family or